Thank you, Chair. This GGE has repeatedly confirmed that international humanitarian law fully applies to autonomous weapon systems. We are pleased to see many proposals affirm this fundamental point. Some proposals before us seek to clarify and elaborate how prohibitions and limitations deriving from existing IHL would apply to autonomous weapon systems, while others propose new prohibitions and regulations. The draft articles proposal, which Australia co-sponsored, follows a two-tier approach, which has been gaining traction in this GGE. Article 1 elaborates design features of autonomous weapons that would make them inherently incapable of being used in compliance with IHL and seeks to prevent development of such weapons. Articles 2 to 5 elaborate how key rules of IHL regulate use of all other AWS. We think this approach makes sense conceptually, since it reflects the two-tier structure of weapons regulation in IHL. That is, weapons that are prohibited by nature and weapons subject to limitations. Although our joint proposal itself is non-binding, it proposes clarifications and understandings of rules which are legally binding. In the spirit of interactive dialogue, we have some comments to offer on the approaches taken in other proposals. We note several proposals call for prohibitions or commitments in relation to possession, production, acquisition, and transfer of autonomous weapon systems. We would be cautious about equating or extending rules governing weapons use to production, possession, acquisition, and transfer in this way. A point that has been previously made in this GGE is that states may, for example, need to acquire or possess weapons in circumstances where use of that weapon is not intended, but where acquisition or possession is required to develop and test defensive measures against an adversary's potential use of that system. They may also need to transfer captured weapons in order to remove them from the battlefield. We would also note that transfers raise particular complexities in the context of autonomous weapon systems, since they rarely involve transfer of assembled weapon systems or even tangible components. Rather, autonomy is often enabled by software. We also note several proposals characterize as prohibited autonomous weapons that operate in a certain way. For example, autonomous weapons that operate outside of human control. When describing autonomous weapons that are prohibited, we think it makes more sense to focus on inherent qualities or design features of weapon systems, which are static, rather than the way in which a weapon is used, which is context-specific. This is more consistent with the way IHL regulates weapons. This is also the approach we have taken in draft Article 1 of our proposal. We look forward to continuing to engage with delegations bilaterally and in this GGE format on our respective proposals in order to build common understandings. Thank you, Chair.